I am Yeter. I am from Kurdistan, which is also a colonized region. I am from Kurdistan within Turkey, occupied by Turkey. And I have been like part of a social movement, Kurdish Freedom Movement plus Kurdish Women's Movement. So I'm a movement participant and also an activist and actually community member, which I like to identify myself to enjoy community life and also have care, solidarity within this community. Today I will talk about abolition and how the actually literature or discussion of abolition like exists outside of the US. So when we look at literature on abolition, it has historically centered on dismantling carceral systems and dismantling oppressive structures. However, the concept of abolition and its practice extends beyond this concept. While the removal of these oppressive frameworks is undeniably crucial, abolition encompasses a much broader scope of this praxis. Beyond simply tearing down existing systems of oppression, the abolitionist movement endeavors to construct radical alternatives that challenge deeply entrenched structures of gendered, racial, capitalist, and colonial domination across all aspects of society. In a sense, abolition is also a profoundly imaginative and generative endeavor aimed at fostering socially productive communal practices that nurture liberation and empowerment. In this holistic approach to abolition, the emphasis extends beyond resistance to oppression. It encompasses the cultivation of transformative and insurgent spaces where marginalized voices are uplifted and where communal and radical responses can be built and flourished. Abolition, therefore, becomes not just a movement of defiance against existing structures of power and domination, but a movement of creation, one that seeks to forge a future defined by liberation, justice, and solidarity. So for today, I will talk about how a politically marginalized and criminalized social movement, which is Kurdish Freedom Movement, builds radical and communal alternatives in order to abolish the oppressive structures such as police, criminal justice system, prisons, and some other soft forms of oppressive mechanisms. The Kurdish Freedom Movement, as an anti-colonial movement, proposes a radical political project with a communal as well as transformative vision, challenging the interlocking systems of capitalism, colonialism, and the nation state in the midst of a war in Kurdistan, Middle East, and also beyond. In the context of Kurdish Freedom Movement, the concept of abolition holds profound significance. It encapsulates a multifaceted approach to dismantling oppressive structures. It extends beyond a mere opposition to specific oppressive institutions or systems. It embodies a holistic vision of societal transformation rooted in principles of justice and equality. So one of the abolitionist approaches of the movement, which I will focus on today, is to abolish structures and mechanisms through building its own alternatives. In other words, it focuses on building radical and communal responses and alternatives that will replace oppressive structures and mechanisms. The movement sheds light on deep-seated colonial legacies that infiltrate any state's institution and policies. So it challenges the discriminatory legal frameworks that perpetuate injustice, inequalities, and violence within the broader society and in the private sphere. In its analysis, the Kurdish Freedom Movement reveals how the colonial mechanisms and institutions such as criminal justice system, police, shelters, prisons, even family care system or services have contributed to perpetuation of gendered violence, deterioration of social relations, and cycle of violence. In order to abolish these oppressive mechanisms, it develops and implements its distinct abolition practices, approaches, autonomous organizations by taking an active role in radical transformation of everyday social relations. One of these autonomous and distinct organizing ways is to propose a justice mechanism. The movement proposes a distinct alternative justice mechanism to respond to injustice that marginalized groups and communities have been facing under capitalist, colonial, and patriarchal system, while aiming to transform social relations based on individual interests, property relations, and patriarchal norms. The movement proposes a non-state forms of justice model that seeks to provide a broad and profound understanding of justice rooted in feminism, egalitarianism, and transformation in order to build a more just and equitable society. People usually approach these mechanisms for issues related to financial and business partnerships, criminal cases, conflicts within family and community disagreement, and gender-based violence. The movement's justice transcends conventional understanding of dispute resolution and mediation, which merely resolve disputes between individuals. So it challenges the individualized approaches to interpersonal and intercommunity conflict resolution. Justice through the movement stands as a compelling confrontation to the ethos of capitalism based on property relations and individual interest. The proposed alternative model stems from grassroots participation as a way to mobilize people for a collective struggle. It adopts an approach that is rooted in solidarity, care, communal bonds, mutual aid, accountability, and it recognizes the importance of strengthening communities, communal values, cooperation, and collective well-being. Thus, the movement justice framework plays a crucial role in community building and empowerment in order to build communal responses that challenge the oppressive institutions. An important component of this mechanism is an emphasis on the need for a transformative approach that goes beyond the narrow confines of carceral logics in resolving disputes between individuals or ending gender-based violence. The movement's justice embraces an anti-carceral approach. So it neither involves law enforcement or police, nor encourages community members to do so. By adopting such an approach, the movement opposes a legal process which seeks to criminalize people who do harm or who have disputes with each other. Such measures fail to address root causes, perpetuate inequality and violence, while failing to provide abolitionist responses. At this point, Kurdish women's movement, as part of the larger movement, has been building women-led structures, distinct organizations, developing gender egalitarian principles within the movement, constructing its epistemology, and also proposing its distinct justice mechanism in every aspect of life. The Kurdish women's movement develops and implements its distinct feminist abolition practices, methods, and approaches. It is essential to create alternative and build communities that develop resources and responses to build a life free of oppressive state mechanisms. So, central to Kurdish women's movement's overarching struggle is its focus on justice in the context of gendered violence. The Kurdish women's movement provides its autonomous and distinct justice mechanism to provide a space for responding to gendered violence while aiming to transform social relations. Since I don't have much time, both Kurdish freedom movement and Kurdish women's movement develops short and long-term responses for combating gendered violence by addressing people's immediate needs and also by demanding revolutionary changes that are both internal and external to the movement. And both movements provide their distinct approaches and practices by actively engaging in various actions simultaneously. They provide a justice mechanism rooted in community building, support, solidarity, care for delivering justice, while challenging a belief that carceral measures are the only effective solution. In this way, they present a distinctive perspective and practice of abolitionist and abolition feminist political imaginaries. So the experiences of Kurdish movements are a way of pushing the boundaries of what is possible in the pursuit of justice. They highlight the need and possibility for alternatives and the importance of amplifying the voices of marginalized communities in the ongoing fight for justice and gender equality. So our experiences can be benefited from as one way to understand how we can create a world without incarceration, without surveillance, or without police or state responses. Thank you so much.